Katie Couric's Notebook.
As if Americans didn't have enough reasons not to fly, now there are 1 million more. 1 million. That's how many pieces of luggage were lost, damaged, or stolen from airlines from May to July of this year. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics says this was one of the worst summers for mishandled baggage in 20 years. Why? There are almost as many excuses as there are lost bags. Everything from fewer employees to more bags being checked to smaller planes. The airlines blame it on weather and an aging air traffic control system. Obviously, the system needs to be fixed and soon. In 7 weeks, we'll hit the busiest travel time of the year, Thanksgiving. It would be nice to be able to count our blessings without having to worry about counting our bags. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Candy, oh, I need you. Sunday dress, ruby ring.
Joe Radio, welcome back to the Joe Show. Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans. 800-636-1067. We've got a few minutes to take a few more calls, a couple more predictions on the big game. Hey, what are you going to eat tomorrow? What's your beverage of choice? Yeah. Anyway, The Cars, Candio, good band, terrible concert, actually. I went and saw them, I don't know, 1989, 1990. I know I'm dating myself there. But they were probably the most boring band I ever saw. They had like a plastic robot that walked across the stage. It looked like it was made of egg cartons. I'm not kidding. But, you know, pretty good band. Pretty good model of work, if you will. Welcome back to Joe Radio. I'm your host, legendary Joe Artinger, with you. And, gee, I'm sorry. I don't want to rub it in, but it was a pretty good show tonight. For those of you just getting us on the stream, you know, I understand the stream was down, but we had Paul Craig Roberts at the top of the show, and he talked about the economy. He was supposed to make it more like layman's terms, and I think he tried to make it as simple as possible for people as simple as myself, but I didn't really get much from him. But read Paul Craig Roberts. There's a website called VDARE, V-D-A-R-E. And he's in that most often. You can also catch him on lourockwell.com. And Lou Rockwell is a libertarian-type website. Those guys, you know, they're kind of angry about everything. But they're also big Ron Paul supporters. And I think maybe we won't be on, or I say we. It's just me and my stereo brain cells here right now. I won't be on next week, but the week after that, maybe we'll talk a little more about this presidential thing. I don't want to take up too much time with politics, because politics are kind of boring. But it's something that I love, having grown up in Washington. Washington is my Hollywood, and senators on Capitol Hill are my rock stars. And speaking of rock stars, I think we're going to speak to a rock star right now. Hello, who is this on the line?
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
Yes, this is Joe Radio. What can I do for you? Who is this?
I'm being held against my will in a psychiatric ward in Los Angeles, California.
Is this Britney Spears?
Oh, yes, it is. Who is this again?
This is Joe Artinger. Hey, I'm a big fan of yours. I think you're totally hot.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I'm sorry that you're going through so much, so much trouble in your life right now.
Not really. Not really. It's a much ado about nothing. It's all a bunch of rubbish, really.
Rubbish, is it really?
Yes, it is. It's all a bunch of rubbish. All the stories about me are totally untrue. My father has taken over my estate and all of my affairs, and I can't get anything done.
Well, tell us, Brittany, you know, since you lost custody of your children, you've kind of been on a downward spiral. You've been driving your car erratically, and you've been showing up all over Los Angeles at all hours of the day. People say you haven't slept for a week, and they're even accusing you of using crystal methamphetamine.
Well, just more rubbish, really. Nobody likes to sleep as much as I do. Oops, I did it again.
What'd you do?
I did it again. All right.
What a terrible bit.
Yes, it is. It's a very terrible bit, but I'm quite amused by it.
Tell us more, Brittany. What are you going to do? How are you going to get back on your feet again?
Well, I decided that I really don't need to get on my feet. What I need to do is I need to get on my back again, and I need to make more children, because if I'm not going to be allowed to, if I'm not going to be allowed to see my children that I have already, I'm going to have to make more.
And what about the shady agent that you have, Sam Lufty? What's he all about?
Well, Sam's a very good guy, really. He's looked after me quite well, quite a bit. My parents don't like him at all. They think he's a bit of a rogue. But, Sam looks after me.
And what about that crazy, you're actually dating one of the paparazzi. How did he catch up with you? And why are you dating one of those people that chases you around Los Angeles all day long?
Well, he's got quite a good heart about him. And, he's fun to be around. I don't know why everybody's giving me such a hassle. I think I'll go buy another Mercedes-Benz.
Well, we should all be so lucky as to be able to just go out and buy a Mercedes-Benz. Have you ever thought about maybe just slowing down a little bit, maybe enjoying your life a little bit?
But I do enjoy my life. I enjoy it quite a bit. In fact, nobody enjoys life more than me. I live in the Hollywood Hills. I'm going to move to Britain soon and hang out with Madonna.
You got to be careful, though, Brittany, because look what happened to Heath Ledger. I mean, he up and kicked it, and he was living a little wild, don't you think?
Oh, that'll never happen to me. He was using heroin, don't you know, and I like crystal methane and cocaine and champagne and little puppy dogs. Puppy dogs. I love puppy dogs.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry, I'm in the loony bin. I might as well act crazy, shouldn't I?
All right. Well, I think we're just about done with you, Britt.
Yes, I believe I'm about done with you. And by the way, Joe, this is a very terrible bit. Don't ever do this again.
I don't think I will. We'll see you later, Brittany.
Bye-bye, ta-ta, toodaloo. I'm off to the loo.
Oh, Britney Spears checking in. Isn't that fantastic? She's the best. She's the best. She's the best. She's just the best. And that bit was just terrible, 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 terrible. Anyway, well, we're just about done with all of this. DJ? There we go. Thank you. I've got my assistant has changed from Josh O'Donnell to DJ the Wonder Kid, and so we have to make sure that we're getting ready for Sporting News Radio. I've been your host, legendary Joe Ardinger, with you, and here comes my Super Bowl burp. Anyway, everybody have a good Super Bowl. Be safe and be careful. Don't hurt yourself. And I'll see you on the Don and Mike Show. 3 to 7 on weekdays. Don't forget all our good stuff on the lineup at WJFK, starting with the Junkies in the morning, Big O and Dukes in the afternoon, Don and Mike, Big O and Dukes middays, I'm sorry, Don and Mike in the afternoon. So what have we learned today? Today we learned be careful when you get on airplanes. We've learned, I predict, caller Hank called in and predicted that I guess New York would win in a stunning upset 2-0. But I think he's wrong. I think it's Patriots 5-3. So that's my big Super Bowl prediction. And I'm going to run out of music. Yes, I am. Oh, this is Paul McCartney, by the way. Hot as sunglasses. And I don't have much else to say to you. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank Beth Ann McBride and Paul Craig Roberts. And I want to thank I want to thank airdisaster.com. Don't forget to check that one out. And on my way out, let's see. I'm sorry. I'm just really, really kind of... This is called a bad pad. Yes, it's a bad pad. There we go. There's my out music. I want to thank Bear, the engineer, for coming in and fixing the stream for everybody. And I won't be on next week. Next week we have the Maryland Terps game. And be honest, I like the Terps. I've been a fan of Maryland all my life, so I'm going to kick back and enjoy that. We'll be back in 2 weeks, though, and I've got some guests that I'm working on. I promise you we're going to have some guests that you would not normally expect. For Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans, I've been your host, legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. Enjoy your weekend, and go Patriots. Good day. I said good day.